Hello, everyone. This is Dom Renna, and the NYR Zone podcast starts right now. Welcome inside another edition of the NYR Zone podcast. This one, as we look to get closer to the playoffs, the Rangers are officially in. A lot of teams starting to clinch a playoff spot. We are pretty much in the final stretch. Rangers clinched this past Tuesday night in a 5-4 overtime loss to the Sharks. We'll get into that a little bit later. They are 1-1-1 in their last three games. They were all on the West Coast, so the West Coast trip is over. Back in New York at the Garden tonight. We'll talk a little bit more about that later on. But first, let's begin with that West Coast trip and our week in review. And we start off on March 26th, a Saturday, in Los Angeles. The Rangers were looking to bring their magic number closer to 2 after an Islander loss. And Antti Raanta got his final start before the return of Henrik Lundqvist. The game started out very aggressive for the Kings. They were forcing the Rangers into a countless amount of turnovers, and you really didn't think that they were going to recover from it. The Rangers were barely able to get it out of their own zone, barely even able to get into the offensive zone throughout the first period. But then they got a power play, kind of got them back in the midst of it, and they did a good job from that point forward. They're getting outshot at one point in the second period, 14-7, but Matt Zuccarello, who's been one of the Rangers' best players for the last few years, obviously, got some hustle down, canceled out an icing call, got the puck on net, a little bit off the net, actually. Puck came off the boards to Derek Stepan, who got the rebound, put the Rangers up 1-0. Stepan scored a goal in two of the three games in this trip. Excuse me. So the Rangers took a 1-0 lead going into the final 20 minutes. Then they got a four-minute power play after Buchnevich took a high stick and was bleeding. And special teams had been a problem for this team over the last few weeks, whether it's been the power play, which has started to get better over, as of late, or the penalty kill, which coming into this game, they had allowed a power play goal in eight straight. So regardless of that, Rangers in the power play for 4 minutes, just 4 seconds into the power play, Ryan McDonough's blast from the point was past Peter Budaj, I believe it was, into the back of the net. That wasn't Peter Budaj. My apologies. It was Jonathan Quick. Budaj is now on the Lightning. I got my teams confused for a minute. The puck was deflected in front from Zibanejad. Zibanejad added another goal there. He's been playing well over this last stretch of games. Rangers up 2-0. But then the Kings got 3 late power plays in the third period. And the Rangers, it's going to be big to see if they were to kill it off, because we all know they've been struggling to kill penalties lately. They were successful in doing that. They went to their first game in 8 straight games without allowing a power play goal. Brought their magic number to within 2. Needed a win on Sunday, the 26th, to... Excuse me again, I apologize for that, to clinch a playoff spot. So now we're in Anaheim. The Rangers came out in that one very aggressive. Brendan Smith dropped the gloves early on, gave the Rangers a spark. Henrik Lundqvist and Kevin Klein returned to the lineup, so that was a little bit of a spark as well. After the fight, Rick Nash converted on a 2-on-1, scoring a goal in his 4th straight game to give the Rangers an early 1-0 lead. But Anaheim, who was also looking to clinch a playoff spot down the road, would come back just 3 minutes later, and Patrick Eze tied it, getting the rebound for his 27th, beating Lundqvist to tie the game at 1. Later on in the period, beautiful passing work on a 3-on-1 from Matt Zuccarello, Chris Kreider, and Derek Stepan, where Stepan would give the Rangers a 2-1 lead. Impossible play. No goaltender in this world will stop that. Maybe Carey Price after the stop he made on JT Miller earlier in the year. But in my opinion, no one would have stopped that. That lead wouldn't last too long, though, as the Ducks would get a power play goal. So that nice little stretch of not allowing a power play goal lasted 1 game. Ryan Kessler deflected the Ryan Getzlaf shot from the point, The goal was reviewed because they thought Kessler's stick was the blade was above the crossbar. After review, it was deemed that it was not. Goal stood 2-2 game. So now going into the second period, the Ducks were called for a penalty. The Rangers were on the power play. Mika Zibanejad turned the puck over, and Josh Manson would advance. Manson took advantage of the Kessler screen in front of Lundqvist, who was essentially a 3-on-2 going back, with the Ducks only having 4 players on the ice. So that was a play that probably should not have happened. Disappointed in the lack of hustle I saw from the team there. So Ducks take the lead 3-2 for the first time of the game. Then that lead wouldn't last long either. Brady Shea tied the game on his 23rd birthday, scoring his 5th goal of the season off of a nice play between him and Jimmy Vesey. Vesey with a no-look pass found Shea skating up for the one-timer. Game was tied at 3 going into the third. Rangers just 2 points away from clinching a playoff spot. But they seemed to run out of gas once we got into that third period. The Ducks came out, scored 3 goals right away, 2 goals right away, then an empty netter later on. Rangers were out of it from that point forward, basically just icing the the Ducks were icing the puck from that point forward, pretty much giving the Rangers not much work to work with at all. And there was really nothing the Rangers could do because they could not win a faceoff. And that's something that, and we heard Joe Micheletti talk about it on the broadcast, whereas if you're not going to win a faceoff, you're going to struggle. And the Ducks are a good faceoff winning team. So they can just afford to ice the puck all the time, win the faceoff and do it again and kill time. Rangers, not so much. So now the Rangers look to clinch a playoff spot with getting 1 point after an Islander loss. They actually had a lot of help, but they didn't get the help from Chicago they needed, who lost in overtime. A Chicago win on Tuesday night would have, Monday night, my apologies, would have clinched the Rangers a playoff spot, and we wouldn't have had to go worry about Tuesday. But nonetheless, they had to do so. San Jose came out losing after they lost a season-high 6 straight game. Lundqvist was able to make a big save. Yana Konsen got the back to the loose puck, put it in the back of the net, put the Sharks up 1-0 early. But later on in the period, JT Miller, who was demoted to the fourth line, answering the wake-up call that Alain Vigneault was trying to give him, beat Martin Jones with an absolute snipe to tie things up at 1. Later on, the Rangers on the power play, giving it a shorthanded goal for the 2nd consecutive game. On a 2-on-1, Melker Carlson gave San Jose the 2-1 lead. 2nd period, San Jose came out and was absolutely dominant. Chris Tierney extended the lead to 2 goals after getting a rebound. It was basically a rebound, buried the goal. San Jose up 2, continuing the onslaught. It looked like a power play the entire game in the 2nd period. It was bad. Rangers were being outplayed. Patrick Marleau took a very, very stupid penalty with a 1:31 remaining in the 2nd period. Derek Stepan would capitalize it, making him a 3-game goal streak. He scored a goal in all 3 games that out west. 3-2 going into the 2nd period. That late power play gave the Rangers some life in the 3rd. Jesper Foss deflected a Brady Shea shot just past Martin Jones, tying things at 3 later on in the period. Right back on the power play, JT Miller again, his 2nd of the game, giving the Rangers a 4-3 lead. But that wouldn't last long either, as Tierney scored his 2nd of the night, tying the game at 4. This game would require overtime. Rangers got the point they needed. They are officially in the playoffs. They've clinched a playoff spot for the 7th consecutive season and have now earned a playoff berth in 11 of the last 12 seasons since the 2005-2006 season. Almost all those playoff berths are thanks to Henrik Lundqvist. Brent Burns' incredible shot from the point on a power play. Go figure. 5-4 win for the Sharks, who also clinched a playoff berth that night. So Henrik Lundqvist is back. He went 0-1 in the 0-1-1 in the 2 games he played, allowing 11 goals in that span. And the defense wasn't that great in front of him. And I've been seeing a lot of things. I'll just hang it up already, Hank. You have to remember that he won 9 out of his last 14 before he got hurt. So it's going to take some time for him to get back into game shape. He missed 3 weeks. Don't forget, right before his injury, too, he made 40-plus saves in a game against Florida, the game that he hurt himself in. So it's not like he doesn't have it in him. It's going to take time. Practice is a different speed. than what a game is or what a morning skate is. It's a different speed. It's going to take some time. So let's not jump off the bandwagon just yet. And let's not get those Auntie Ranta deserves to start over Henrik Lundqvist tweets going, because Henrik Lundqvist is the franchise goaltender. He's one of the leaders of this team. And he will take the Rangers as far as he can possibly take them. The numbers don't look great. I will admit that. But he is the franchise goaltender, and you're going to live and die with him. So let's go into a quick little practice report. Jimmy Vesey officially will be scratched tonight. Pavel Buchnevich makes his return to the lineup after clinching a playoff spot. Ryan McDonough, who had a maintenance day yesterday, day-to-day is his status. AV said it's nothing serious. So the lines currently look like Chris Kreider, Derek Stepan, Matt Zuccarello, Buchnevich, Zibanejad, Nash, Grabner, Hayes, and Fast. Pumple, Lindbergh, Miller. On defense, it is Stahl, Klein, Holden, Girardi, Shea, Smith, Lundqvist, and Nett. Your healthy scratches are Klendening, Tanner Glass, Stephen Kampfer, Brandon Peary, and Jimmy Vesey. AV did say not to buy much into this Vesey scratch. Vesey is a part of the team's plans into the playoffs. So, you know, we're getting kind of close to the lineup I kind of want to see for the playoffs. Playoffs are just almost a week away. They begin on April the 12th. They are a week away from next Wednesday. So things are getting serious quick. So I kind of feel like the best lineup that we need to see for that, as I think Zuccarello, Stepan, and Kreider need to remain together. I want to see Nash, Zibanejad, and Miller a group. I think they played well when they were put together the other night. Vesey, Hayes, and Buchnevich should be together like that. And then Michael Grabner, it's time to put him back on the fourth line with Oscar Lindbergh and Jesper Fast. It's time for him to go on the fourth line. He has not been the same Grabner we saw earlier this season. He's kind of gone back to the Michael Grabner that what we thought we were getting. And the frustration is kicking in a little bit, just watching it. I remember, you know, tweeting out through games, put the puck on net already. So that's what I want to see from the forwards. Defensively, I'd like to see Ryan McDonough, Brendan Smith pairing, maybe Brady Shea with Danny Girardi, and Mark Stahl and Nick Holden. I think those are your best defensemen. Those are the defensemen that should be dressed. Maybe you could sprinkle in Klein for Girardi every now and then, but I don't think Klein is fully 100% healthy, and it's kind of obvious with the way we have not seen him in over this last few stretch of games. Obviously, Lundqvist and Nett, Ranta behind him. So we're talking about playoff lineups. You can actually tweet us at NYRZone what you think would be the Rangers' best lineup. I'm interested to see what your idea is. Obviously, people have no say in it. It's obviously what Alain Vigneault wants to do, but I kind of feel like Buchnevich and Vesey need to be part of it at one point. If it's Montreal, part of me thinks Tanner Glass will play a little bit, and obviously he's going to play over Buchnevich. So it's not going to be a real big surprise to me if that's what happens. So speaking of Montreal, let's look at the playoff brackets. I have the matchups right in my hand as we speak. Like I said, the Stanley Cup playoffs start on April the 12th. It'll look at the Atlantic Division first. The matchups currently stand as the Montreal Canadiens, the number one seed, against the Rangers, who are the first wild card. So they will go through that Atlantic Division if that is the case. Number two seed is the Ottawa Senators. They'd be the home team against the three seed Toronto Maple Leafs. So we move to the Atlantic Division. We have the Metropolitan Division bracket. We have the Washington Capitals facing the second wild card Boston Bruins. And then the two-seed Columbus Blue Jackets, the home team, against the three-seed Pittsburgh Penguins. That would be something fun to watch. So that's what things look like in the East. Over in the West, in the Central Division bracket, it's the Chicago Blackhawks, who are starting to run away with their division over the second wild card team, the Nashville Predators. Then you have the Minnesota Wild, the two-seed, against the Blues, three-seed, who's kind of gotten back into things after they kind of dipped off a little bit Over in the Pacific Division, the Ducks are the one seed against the first wild card team, the Calgary Flames. Then you have the Oilers, the two seed, who have officially clinched a playoff spot for the first time in 10 years, over the San Jose Sharks, the three seed, who have kind of fallen off a little bit. So as we get into the playoff hunt, let's talk a little bit about the standings and how those look as we move along here on the NYHR Zone podcast. So in the East, the top three teams for the Metropolitan Division, to me, have already been determined. Excuse me. The competition there is between the Capitals, Blue Jackets, and the Penguins. The Capitals have the number one seed at 110 points. Columbus right behind them, 106. And then Pittsburgh is there as well with 103 points. They're on a two-game losing streak and really did not look well against the Chicago Blue Jackets. I think they lost that game by a score of 5-1. Columbus is only four points behind the Capitals, so things are getting very close there. No one has any games in hand on them, so that's kind of interesting to see how that's going to pull out. In the Atlantic, Montreal is kind of starting to run away with the division. Oh, just a side note before, Washington, Columbus, and Pittsburgh have all clinched playoff spots. So Montreal, back to the Atlantic, Montreal is starting to run away with their division. They are now up to 97 points. Behind them is Ottawa with 91, and Toronto is right there as well with 89. 1 point separates Toronto and Boston from the second wild card. Montreal has officially clinched a playoff spot. Ottawa and Toronto will look to do so next. They both have six games remaining. And the wild card, the Rangers have officially clinched a wild card spot. They are the first wild card team with 97 points, a 9-point lead over the Boston Bruins with 5 to play. So if they go on a little 5-game losing streak and the Bruins go on a 5-game winning streak, that can't change. How likely is it? Not much, because all they need is 1 point to clinch the first wild card spot. Like I said, Bruins right behind them. Now, listen to how interesting things have gotten in the East. The Lightning are right there, 3 points behind the Bruins, and the Carolina Hurricanes are 4 points behind the Bruins, and they have a game in hand. But so does Tampa Bay. Islanders and Philadelphia are tied with 82 points. The Isles with an absolute horrible loss last night, really hurting their playoff implications to the Philadelphia Flyers. So things are close. Carolina, just think about this for a minute. They jumped Florida and the Islanders and the Sabres. They jumped them. The Hurricanes are 7-0-3 in their last 10. They've gotten points in 10 of their last 10 games. So they're pretty good there. I believe they had 17 points in their last 10 games out of a possible 20. So just to clear things up playoff-wise, teams that have clinched a spot in the East, Caps, Blue Jackets, Penguins, Canadiens, Rangers. Three teams are still looking to clinch. Bruins are getting a little bit closer. Ottawa and Toronto are there as well. So we move along into the West, and the West is where all the fun's happening, because things are getting a little bit closer in the division-wise. Washington is just a few games away from running away with the Metro. And it's not that case in the Pacific Division. I will start there first. All three teams in that division that are in the top three have clinched a playoff spot. Those are Anaheim, Edmonton, and San Jose. Anaheim holds a 1-point lead over the Oilers for the first in the division. San Jose has a 2-point deficit. So things are really close there. That's kind of entertaining to look at. So that'll be fun to see. And the fun part as well is that I believe Edmonton will be facing off against the Ducks at some point over this next stretch of games. So they play Saturday the first. So that's going to be a big game that's going to be a huge game for the Ducks and the Oilers, because probably the winner of that game wins a division because they'll get the upper hand. In the West, Blackhawks have a 7-point lead over the Wild, who have both clinched a playoff spot. St. Louis is getting closer with 90 points. The whole problem with that is the wild card race out there is ridiculous as well. Flames have 90 points, and the Predators have 89 points. Closest team out there is the Kings, and they are 10 points back with 6 to play. So they are inching closer to elimination. Something for the second year in a row, too. So that'll be interesting to see there. Now, the big question I kind of want to know is, will the Rangers snap their home game losing streak? 7 games now. They play back at home tonight. So will they be able to do it? Let's look at those numbers really quickly. 0-5-2 in their last 7. 13 goals for, 26 goals against. Power play was 2-for-18. Penalty kills allowed 7 goals and 16 opportunities. Probably facing a hungry Pens team tonight. That'll be interesting to see. Rangers' upcoming schedule looks like this. 5 games remaining at Pittsburgh tonight. Against Pittsburgh tonight at the Garden. Against the Flyers on Sunday at the Garden. So a small little 2-game homestand. They'll have a chance, if they lose tonight, they'll have a chance to break that on Sunday. In Washington on the 6th, that's the Wednesday night rivalry game. Closing things out on a Saturday, Sunday against Ottawa the 8th. And then Pittsburgh back at home on the 9th. So things have the chance to heat up. This is the best time of year, guys. Playoff hockey's right around the corner. These games mean more than they have pretty much all season. Rangers are, like I said, 1 point away from clinching the first wild card slot. So you kind of root for that to happen tonight. You kind of want to go through the Atlantic, but you got to go through Carey Price at one point if you're going through the Atlantic. So that's probably the one negative there. Things are getting real fun. Like I said, we're going to try and get some guests for the next week as we inch closer to the playoffs with the playoff preview podcast after we wrap off the regular season. Probably the last regular season podcast will be next Friday, and then we'll wrap up with a playoff preview on Monday or Tuesday, depending on how that works. Thank you for listening, as always. Hope you enjoyed this week's edition of the NYR Zone podcast. Go Rangers. Big game tonight against the rival Penguins. See if they can finally beat this team. They've lost their last 2 games against them, I believe. So it'll be fun to see. There will be no coverage on NYR Zone tonight. We'll have an article up later on. Thank you for listening, as always. Have a great weekend, everybody, and enjoy the playoff hunt.